Electric car maker Tesla had a big open on Wall Street this morning. Shares jumped almost 7%, even as the company reported major production delays of its Model 3. Tesla said today that it will miss its production goal of 2,500 Model 3 cars a week in the first quarter of the year. And that is just one of the many, many headwinds facing Tesla CEO Elon Musk. Joining us now is Michael Regan. He's senior editor at Bloomberg News. Mike, it's good to have you back.
Oh, thanks for having me.
So let's start with some of this production news that we're getting today. We're even hearing reports that Elon Musk is back to sleeping on the factory floor to keep tabs on the Model 3. What's the problem?
Yeah, right. So he tweeted that he was back to sleeping on the factory floor. He didn't mention how well he was actually sleeping, though. And the latest batch of problems all started more than a week ago as Wall Street analysts began expressing a lot of skepticism about these production targets. They were supposed to reach 2,500 cars a week by the end of March for the Model 3. Now, this is the lower-priced Tesla, and it was hoped to be a hot mess market seller that would really help the company get closer to profitability. So today they did alleviate some of those concerns by announcing they had produced about 2,020 Model 3s in the last 7 days, and that's really a doubling of the production from earlier in the quarter. And they said they were able to do that by addressing some supply chain bottlenecks and some production problems, including they had to shut the factory a few times to upgrade equipment. So that did help the stock recover a little bit, but it's really sort of been falling aggressively over the last month or so.
Yeah, I mean, so maybe they improved a little bit, but it may not be enough to assuage critics who say the company is burning through money. Investors are very worried about the company's debt load. We just learned recently that Tesla says the autopilot was engaged when a Tesla car crashed into a highway barrier in California last month. The driver died. So they've got all these things going on now. But what about that crash? What more do we know about it and how Tesla's going to handle that?
Right. And all this news sort of broke at the same time, the issues with the production targets and this crash. So the crash was a Model X, which is the higher-end model, more expensive. And basically, the driver had put it on autopilot and took his hands off the wheel for a few seconds before the car crashed into a highway divider and burst into flames, basically. And it's a pretty big hit for the company, considering they were considered to be sort of out in front as one of the pioneering companies in self-driving cars. And it's really a big hit for the entire notion of self-driving cars. Remember, it occurred just days after a self-driving Uber car struck and killed a pedestrian in Arizona.
Right.
It's the third fatal crash of a Tesla while on autopilot. Now, Tesla still contends that these vehicles with autopilot systems are almost four times less likely to be involved in fatal accidents. But still, these fatal crashes create a lot of headlines, and they stoke a lot of concerns about the technology and whether it's ready for prime time yet.
Tesla shares down almost 18% since the beginning of the year. Big hit. What's Tesla's way out of this?
Well, I guess they really just have to ramp up the production as much as they can. I mean, you know, that's the issue. It's they have to sort of ratchet up the volume and deliver as many cars as they possibly can. It's a company that has survived basically by issuing new stock and new bonds, and both of those are looking harder to do now.
Yeah. Mike Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News. Thanks very much.
Thank you.